Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. A few minutes past 4 p.m. Gorgeous day out there. Every Tuesday, we get together at 4 p.m. We do the Think Tank. Today, we have David Barklage and Jeff Rainford. Lots of stuff to talk about. First, let's give away some ice cream each day this week. Not for you, Rainford. We are giving away Clementine's ice cream, a $50 gift certificate. Just give me a call and be caller number 5, 314-436-7900, 800-925-1120, and we will hook you up with some Clementine's, courtesy of my good friend Tamara. Hello, boys. How are you?
Good.
Look at you two, looking like you're going to the prom. You got your puffy vest on and your guns are out. I like it. Good look. We have not mentioned Dick Cheney today. So I've been kind of waiting for this. I have my own... The only interesting thing about my views on Dick Cheney is they're so muddled. Like, I was a younger man back then. I wasn't engaged in politics at all. He was kind of like Darth Vader. He would even come out sometimes with the Darth Vader theme, that whole thing. But talk about an arc, you know, like going through with his daughter and being LGBTQ and taking on Trump. And he really had an arc. But just in general, talk to me about Dick Cheney.
Look, I think at that level, the problem is when you're vice president in any administration, you're under this high level of sort of scrutiny and discussion. Yet, unlike the president, you don't really have the mic. And so, you know, a great example would be when Ronald Reagan's, the Indiana, God, now I'm trying to remember.
Dan Quayle?
Dan Quayle.
Yeah, potato guy.
Was vice president, but potato could be spelled with O-R with an E. And, you know, he's given so much and people act like he's a student, but he's very accomplished and his family's accomplished, et cetera. You know, I think Dick Cheney clearly... from an individual standpoint, was very capable from a standpoint of what he accomplished. He was always reasoned. You have to look at what he wasn't criticized for. And so to that regard, in terms of a lot of gaffes or other things, other than trying to shoot somebody, but he's a Republican and we do that. So, you know, but you know, I think, again, for you have to put in perspective his time. You know, when you take Thomas Jefferson and talk about, you know, today context of owning slaves, so what kind of person was he versus the context then? I think he represented in his generation, you know, a very capable, very professional, very strong leader. And he was willing to step in the void, which he was criticized. I mean, there's just so many little nuances that you hit the VP, but I think his overall record And, you know, the only hit on integrity was because he was connected to Halliburton. But at that time, companies wanted, if you could get a vice president or a president or a former senator on your board, everybody wanted him. And then it sort of started to shift that that was a very bad thing. So I think in Owl, he was very reflective of the time and very capable. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he will never be defined as anything but sort of probably a B or average vice president.
Yeah, I think I'll keep it short, but history will judge him badly because history will give him a lot of the blame for the war in Iraq, which history will judge and I judge as being a disaster. And he was a very big part of the decision making to go into the war of Iraq. But as far as me personally, at the time, I was like you. When he was the vice president of the United States and you asked me what I thought about him, I'd be like, I can't stand that guy. But since then, he and his daughter have stood up to Donald Trump. And if you ask me today, what do I think about him? I'd be like, I kind of like the guy. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of like funny the way we view things through our own personal thing. At the time, he, you know, I'm a Democrat. He was the enemy. But now he is the enemy of my enemy. So now he's my friend. So I think history will not judge him well, but I admire the guy.
One last thing is that at that point, you saw a lot of VPs were the bad cop. And he served that role exceedingly well. And to that regard, again, I think you have to take into account who he was, when the time was, and what his role was.
Do you think there's much, because George Bush, George W. took a lot of crap that, oh, your dad just gave you this guy. And I think Barack Obama made a joke at one of the correspondents' dinner that Dick Cheney was the worst president of his lifetime. You know, do you think that that hurt Bush at all?
Oh, yeah. I mean, vice presidents tend to hurt the president more than help the president, no matter how hard you try. Because, again, vice presidents can't defend themselves, and presidents don't want the press focusing on a negative on a vice president. They only want the vice president to do what they need to do and not to get blamed, which is somewhat an impossible task.
Yeah, a good vice president should be seen and not heard. And Dick Cheney was not that person. He was always going to have an opinion. He was always going to be out there. And that was his personality. And when the Bushes decided he was the guy, that's what they were going to get. But that certainly was not, I don't think, was helpful to President Bush. And I think Cheney being in a different position where he was an advisor to the president would have been fine. Putting him in as vice president, and even at times, you know, Cheney looking like, you know, he was the guy running things and Bush was kind of a dupe, even if that wasn't true, was not good for the president.
Speaking of vice presidents, Dave, what do you think of J.D. Vance so far?
You know, I think he is reflective of sort of the next generation of politics. He is, I think his personal story is, you know, very, you know, amazing from where he came. I think, you know, the movie about him was a fairly solid reflection that I think both sides have sort of agreed to. You know, I think he gets blowback because of his relationship with Trump. But I think as a VP, his integrity, his character, his life story are all very good. And philosophically, you know, he's very rich and deep, which we don't see nowadays. And so I would caution people, don't jump too much, because most of his, he learned from very astute and very learned professors and others. And so his philosophy comes with a lot of thought.
Yeah.
And to that regard, I think he's solid.
So I read Hillbilly Elegy when it first came out, and I admired him for writing it, and I admired him for, you know, the up by the bootstraps and the honesty about what's going wrong at the time in rural America with drugs and other things. But he lost me when he decided he wanted to be a senator and then vice president and was willing to, you know what, to President Trump's boots. And the thing, is, you know, it's just one of the things, but the thing was Zelensky in the White House, where he did that, you know, he jumped on Zelensky, made me want to throw up. I mean, I strongly believe that people should be who they are, and I call that integrity, and he's not being who he is in order to get power. And you know, good for him that he's got power and he can use it however he wants, but, you know, I don't like the guy.
I'm surprised that Jeff said that, because Jeff, in a role of a chief of staff, like myself, you know, you have to sacrifice for the brand. If the brand is done, you're done. And to that regard, I think Jeff probably took the blame for things that weren't his, you know, to either save the brand or just to manage it. And to that regard, I don't think a vice president is any different. I think they serve at the pleasure, and this is a very complicated president. And to that regard, I would give him a lot more latitude than Jeff has.
Except that in my case and many other cases, when I did that, I believed in the cause. Now, maybe I took a bullet for the cause, but I believed in the cause. Actually, after reading Hillbilly Elegy and listening to this guy, I think there was a cause, but he's decided that getting power for himself is now the cause, and he's willing to say or do anything in order to do that, and that's why I don't admire him.
Speaking of complicated presidents, do you guys understand what's going on with Venezuela? I don't understand what's going on in Venezuela.
Wag the dog.
No, I think that American policymakers, both Democrats and Republicans, have turned a blind eye to the cartels. The cartels are an existential threat at every level of society. Whether it was trafficking humans, whether it is fentanyl, they have murdered, they have killed, they have stolen, they have raped this country. And there is a cost to be paid. And to the extent that using Venezuela as an example of countries that can no longer afford to harbor the cartels, I think that is a major underlying principle here. The cartels are just going to move operations from country to country when a government is willing to actually do the tough thing. And to that regard, I think Trump is starting the actual campaign on drugs correctly. And I think it is going to be dramatic, and everybody wants to complain. But the fact is, the cartels are destroying our country, and it is time that we sent them a message and cut their head off.
So the problem with the president is he starts on things and then he doesn't finish it, because the purpose is not to start and finish something. It's that he has this insatiable desire to be the center of attention, sometimes good attention, sometimes bad attention. Sometimes being the center of attention is a good thing, like when he bombed Iran or when he, you know, made the Palestinians the bad guys. But sometimes it's bad, like with Canada and the tariffs. And what I worry about is there's no rhyme nor reason to any of our policies, not our economic policy, not our immigration policy, not our foreign policy, except the president wants to be in the news as often as he possibly can, be the center of attention, and have people bend the knee to him. And so I don't necessarily think there's anything wrong with what he's doing, other than I don't think there's any coherence to it. And I think, like many, many other things, he won't follow through, like sending the National Guard to the cities, which was, you know, that was a nice photo op for a while, but we all know now that that's not going to result in anything.
So much packed in there. He must have had a bad weekend. But I love Jeff, but I think it was a gross overreach. And I think, unfortunately, this administration likes to play games with the press. They like to, let's tear down the West Wing, and the press gets all exercised about that, while on this hand, they're doing very, very substantive policies. I think there is rhyme and reason to a lot of what has happened, and I think Trump is the reaction in politics to what happened under Biden. And to that regard, I think most Americans in the end will say, boy, I'm glad he did those things. I never liked him. I never liked to hear what he had to say. But I am glad he does, because no sovereign nation can have open borders.
Well, Steve Bannon notwithstanding, well, the American people will never have a say on Donald Trump again. The next say will be the midterms, and we'll see then whether they think this is all a show and that he's missing the point, which is high prices, and that they don't want all of this drama, especially when the drama just leads to nothing except more drama. And he's not addressing the one issue that the far left, the far right, and everybody in between is anxious about, and that is the cost of living. He's doing everything but that
us,
right now.
Biden inflation.
He's
still
doing everything but that now.
Kev, you look like you have something to say.
I would just like to have it laid out for me when we're talking about threats to another nation. Lay out for me what exactly are they? What's their role in drug trafficking? Because I know Colombia is the largest producer of cocaine. I know that fentanyl is basically made up from the precursors that come from China, and they are mixed into fentanyl in Mexico. How does Venezuela get in the middle of all of this?
Venezuela is sort of a waypoint and travel to the East Coast in Florida for most of the drugs. There to Cuba, to Florida, mm-hmm. to East Coast. And so they are sort of that pipeline there.
Why are we worried about the pipeline and not the origin countries? Why are we not going to Colombia? Why are we not going into Mexico to go after the cartels? Because the cartels are heavily there, and they're literally right across the border.
I think that's a very good question. I think Mexico, it's a matter of time, and I think Colombia is a matter of time. I think this is the first step, but I do think the other countries are in line for
dramatic. And do we not have to prove our case before we do things?
Well, I think the cartels and the impact on the American public is long proven. I think.
Well, no, but you got, I mean, like, we still have to enforce laws. Like, we don't just take a drug dealer here and just take him out back and throw him in a boat and blow him up. You still have to put together the case and show the world that we're not just acting based on an anger or whatever, but that we have to prove that those people are who we say they are.
Not only that,
I mean, like, if you have somebody that's doing something wrong, you have to arrest them, bring them here, put them in prison, do all these things, not just like, well, here's a rocket for you.
But by David's own admission, part of what the president does is kabuki theater, and part of it is real. And I guess we American citizens have to decide which one's kabuki theater and which one is real, because they're so mixed and mashed together. At the end of the day, it's the result. If he does this, and 6 months from now, the drug trade in America is no different, and he's moved on to the next thing, then we'll know it was kabuki theater. And that's going to be the case with a lot of this stuff. And I do think, you know, if it's a longer discussion, because the Democratic Party is still a screw-up party. But that aside, the president's approval ratings are really poor. And despite the fact that the Democratic Party is such a mess right now, I still think that, you know, both the polls today and I think the result tomorrow in the midterms are going to be very bad for the president. And that's why they're doing this goofy redistricting stuff to try to pick up, you know, 4 or 5 seats wherever they can.
So if the president has terrible ratings, and he does, and the Democrats have terrible ratings, and they do, what's that tell you?
They vote out the party in power. So the last time the Democrats were in power, they vote us out. The next time it'll be the Republicans in power, and they'll vote them out. The Democrats have an opportunity to get their act together. I don't have a lot of confidence that they are. I don't think it's that hard. I just don't think there's any leadership in the party. So I do think we will do well in the midterms, but I have no confidence that in the next presidential, the next national election, I have no confidence that we'll pull it off unless we dramatically change how we do business.
Yeah. And by the way, the way I feel about this thing we're talking about with blowing up boats and talking about Venezuela, it's pretty much the same way I felt about the drones and the drone attacks in the Middle East when Obama was doing things. Because you got to prove that the people you're getting are there. And then what about the 100 other people that die that aren't that person? I mean, like, this is not the first administration to me that's had that question. It's what we should expect of administrations, though, is you should have to prove your work and show us that what you're doing is actually enforcing the law and making Americans safer and not just mistake after mistake after mistake.
The question is, who's going to hold the president accountable here? It should be Congress, but the majority in Congress has ceded all of its authority back to the president. And, you know, besides them, it ought to be the press, but the president's done a really good job of killing the credibility with the press, at least with MAGA people. So he kind of doesn't care what they think. So the question is, on matters like Venezuela, who's going to hold them accountable? And if Congress isn't going to do it, and MAGA people and the middle don't trust the press, I don't know who's going to hold them accountable for these kinds of things.
I think we're seeing a lot of accountability aimed at the Biden administration after the fact. I think the same thing will be true of Trump. If they cross lines, there will be history, there will be other regulatory authorities, there'll be other administrations that will go back and write history. So I think that's the American system. I think we've seen it work again and again. I still have faith in democracy.
All right, boys. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ask the girl what she wanted to be.
427 DGS. Said, baby, so, if you wonder what the audience for Wheel of Fortune is, the group 1 Million Moms, are upset with Wheel of Fortune for the insinuated profanity in the puzzles category, What the Fun? They've even launched a petition asking the producers to clean things up, be less woke and less dirty. Kids watch this.
Is there something supposed to be, so being dirty is woke now?
Is there something else that WTF stands for? I'm not familiar.
Nope.
I've only ever known it as the, I've only ever known it as the one thing.
Is it?
Dirty is woke.
I mean, if you're that protective of your kids, I'm surprised they're allowed to watch.
Even have a television.
Anything. Yeah. That's a little.
You know, if you're one of those
excessive
people that says things like Jiminy Christmas, we know what you're saying.
Yeah. We know.
Yeah.
What you're saying.
Just making different noises with your mouth.
I told that girl that my prospects were good. She said, baby, it's on.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.